Previously on Lost.
Ladies and gentlemen, the survivors of Oceanic 815.
I just killed a man who's been perched outside this facility for the last week. I want you to come with me, somewhere safe.
You and I have common interests. We're not the only ones who left the island.
We're not supposed to leave.
Why, Jack?
We have to go back, Kate.
Hello, Jack. Did he tell you that I was off the island?
Yes, he did. He said that I had to come back.
We're gonna have to bring him, too.
Baby's awake. It's your turn.
Shotgun Willie sits around in the sun everywhere. Biting on a bullet, pulling out all of his hair. A shotgun Willie's got all of his family there. Well, you can't make a record if 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 you.
Here you go, Doc.
I don't need a script. Let's go. I don't have all day.
Speed.
Okay, Dharma orientation film number 2, take 1. And action.
Hello, I'm Dr. Marvin Candle, and this is the orientation film for Station 2, The Arrow. Given your specific area of expertise, you should find it no surprise that this station's primary purpose is to develop defensive strategies and gather intelligence on the island's hostile indigenous population.
Dr. Chang! Dr. Chang?
Damn it, what the hell?
Cut!
Sir, we got a problem now with the orchid.
Through the rocks, right on your specs. That's when the drill melted.
The drill melted?
Yeah, yeah. 3 meters from the margin line on the plan. We went through 6 carbon drill bits and the last one just fried. Then my operator starts grabbing his head and freaking out. We sewed our image to the wall. There's an open chamber about 20 meters in, behind the rock. There's something in there. The only way to get to it is to lay charges here and here. Blast through and
under
take a look.
Under no circumstances. This station is being built here because of its proximity to what we believe to be an almost limitless energy. And that energy, once we can harness it correctly, it's going to allow us to manipulate time.
Right. Okay, so what? We're going to go back and kill Hitler?
Don't be absurd. There are rules. Rules that can't be broken.
So what do you want me to do?
You're gonna do nothing. If you drill even 1 centimeter further, you risk releasing that energy. Is that what it happened? God help us all.
Come on, let's go.
Watch yourself!
Sorry, sir, it won't happen again. I'll grab the rest of this stuff. Let's go. Did you hear that? Time travel. How stupid is that guy think we are?
Why don't you close that up now, Jack? Come on, let's get him in the van. It's out back.
Where are we taking him?
We'll worry about that once we pick up Hugo.
Hurley is locked away in a mental institution.
Which should make recruiting him considerably easier than the rest of your friends.
They're not my friends anymore. Well, that's the spirit. How did we get here? How did all this happen?
It happened because you left, Jack. Now let's get started, shall we?
Once we get Hurley, then what?
Then we get Sun, Saeed, and Kate, of course.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
When was the last time you saw him? I mean Locke.
On the island. In the Orchid Station, below the greenhouse. I told him I was sorry for making his life so miserable. And then he left. So obviously John's visit to you made an impression. What did he say to make you such a believer?
Sawyer, Juliet, everyone from the boat. Everyone we left behind, John said that they'd die too. If I didn't come back.
Did he tell you what happened to them after the island moved?
No. No, he didn't.
Then I guess we'll never know.
No way. A minute ago, that boat was coughing black smoke. Now there's just nothing.
What about the helicopter?
It was heading for that boat.
Bernard!
Brown! Have you seen Brown?
No.
Oh, my God!
Bernard!
Rose! Where were you?
Church, what was that sound? What was that light?
No, just calm down. There's no need to panic, right? We'll just go back to camp.
Calm down. No need to panic. We can't go back to the camp.
What the hell are you talking about?
There is no jam.
Come on, make it.
The sky lit up. And then this. The kitchen. Gone. And all the tents. All the food and water. Gone. Well, everything but us. All of it. It's gone.
It's not gone.
Samuel.
Hey.
I thought we were on the freighter.
No, we never made it. We were on our way out there when it happened.
What do you mean the camp's not gone? Who the hell are you anyway?
That's Dan. He's our physicist. Listen, we have no time. I need you to take me to something man-made, something that was built, any kind of a landmark.
There's a Dharma station 15 minutes from here.
You mean the hatch? The one we blew up?
That's perfect. We should get moving before it happens again, okay?
Before what happens again? Why is our camp gone?
The camp isn't gone. It hasn't been built yet.
I think Choo-Choo knows better than that. He goes out of that tunnel, he's never coming back out. Watch your cartoons, Goober. I'll be right back.
Miss Austin?
Yes?
Hi, I'm Dan Norton of the law firm Agostini & Norton. May we have a moment of your time?
And who are you?
He's my associate. If I could just come in, I'll be glad to explain.
No, you can explain right here.
Okay, you got it. Ms. Austin, we're here to get a blood sample from you and one from your son, Aaron.
Excuse me?
Now, I have a court order signed by a judge for you to relinquish your blood upon being served these papers.
Why?
To determine your relationship to the child.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
I'm not at liberty to divulge the identity of my client.
Your client?
Please, may we come in?
Get off my property.
If you won't comply, then I'm going to have to come back with the sheriff.
Then come back with the sheriff. Baby. Say bye-bye, baby. Why did you jump off that helicopter?
Told you we were running out of gas. I wanted to make sure they got back to the boat. Don't matter now anyway, does it?
Excuse me. We need the two of you to pick up the pace, okay? Thanks.
First things first. Give me your shirt.
My shirt?
Yeah.
I really think we have far more pressing matters than me giving you a shirt. How about we just keep moving, okay?
How about we call a timeout so you can tell us what the hell's going on?
How about you trust me?
Trust you? I don't know you.
You really do not have time for me to try to explain. You have no idea how difficult that would be for me to try to explain this phenomenon to a quantum physicist.
That would be difficult. So for me to try to explain whatever's happening...
Boy! What bloody hell do you think you're doing?
Shut it, Ginger. You're getting one, too. Now talk.
The island. Think of the island like a record spinning on a turntable. Only now, that record is skipping. Whatever Ben Linus did down at the Orchid Station, I think it may have dislodged us.
Dislodged us from what?
Time.
So that's why our camp is gone. Because the island is moving through time?
Yeah, either the island is or we are.
What?
And it's just as likely that we're moving, your people and us. And everyone in your group, you're all accounted for, right?
Not everyone. Locke.
You don't understand. I didn't come on that plane.
Wrong answer.
No, wait, stop, stop! I know you. I know who you are. Your name. Your name is Ethan. Your name is Ethan.
Who are you?
My name is John Locke. I know this is going to be hard to understand, but Ben Linus appointed me as your leader.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Goodbye, John Locke. Great.
So when are we now, Wizkid? We're either in the past,
or we're in the future.
Evening, ma'am. Where are you flying to tonight?
Los Angeles.
Of course. May I see your passport, please? Excuse me. Could you wait here for just one moment, Miss Kwan?
Do what I tell them to do.
You. You had me brought in here? Why?
You had the audacity to approach me in broad daylight in front of my business associates. In public.
Why did I have you brought here?
Because you showed me no respect. I will be respected, sir.
Fair enough.
Since you seem to be worried about your plane, I'll get right down to business. You mentioned that you and I had common interests.
Why don't you tell me exactly what they might be?
To kill Benjamin Linus.
Shot in his car in the grounds of the Santa Rosa Hospital, a private mental health care facility outside Los Angeles.
Okay, let's go get him.
Police have now identified their suspect in the shooting as a patient at the hospital who escaped earlier this evening, Hugo Reyes. Now that name sounds familiar to you. That's because Reyes was a member of the infamous Oceanic Six. As to why he may have murdered a visitor to the facility where Reyes lived for 2 years, that remains a complete mystery.
Looks like we have a change of plan.
Here she comes, right now.
Here's your order, sir.
Keep the change.
Thank you.
Awesome. You want a fry?
No, thank you.
You know, maybe if you ate more comfort food, you wouldn't have to go around shooting people.
So that dude you popped outside Santa Rosa, who is he?
I don't care. He was armed, and he was watching you. That made him an enemy.
You think he was going to kill me?
I'm not taking any risks after Bentham died.
You mean Locke?
Yes, I mean Locke.
I need a cool code name. So when did you become so paranoid?
If you'd spent the last 2 years doing the things I was doing, you'd be paranoid too.
Oh yeah? Paranoid like what? What kind of things?
I was working for Benjamin Linus.
Wait, he's on our side now?
Listen to me, Harley. If you ever have the misfortune of running into him, whatever he tells you, just do the opposite. Thank you.
the car. Dude.
Oh, man. I thought it was supposed to be a safe house. I never should have left that island.
He's looking for us.
Who?
Whittle.
Took him like 20 years to find this place the first time. I'll start holding my breath now.
Over here!
Is that?
It was.
Blown up, just like we left it.
So, when we are now, it's now after you and your people crashed on the island.
You saying our camp is back on the beach again?
It's possible, yeah.
Good, I'm going back.
Hey, no. It's pointless.
More pointless than staring at a hole in the ground?
We don't know when the next flash is coming. By the time you get back to the beach, the camp could be gone again.
Yeah, well, what if it ain't? Yeah, what if the helicopter hasn't even taken off yet?
We could warn them. Stop them from ever flying to that boat.
That's not the way it works.
Who says?
You cannot change anything. You can't. Even if you tried to, it wouldn't work.
Why not?
Time, it's like a street, right? We can move forward on that street. We can move in reverse, but we cannot ever create a new street. If we try to do anything different, we will fail every time. Whatever happened, happened.
How do you know so much about this, Danny boy?
I know about this because I spent my entire adult life studying space-time. I know all this because this journal contains everything I've ever learned about the Dharma Initiative. This is why I'm here. I know what's happening.
So how can we stop it?
Can't stop it.
Then who can?
Bleeding to death. You need to get the bullet out.
No,
How did you know there was a bullet in my leg, Richard?
Because you told me there was, John.
No, I didn't.
Well, you will.
It was Ethan who shot me.
Well, what comes around goes around.
When am I?
Well, John, that's all relative.
Wait, and the noise when the sky lit up. Where did you go?
I didn't go anywhere, John. You went. All right, this is going to hurt. It'll be a lot worse if you move, okay? Hold still. Okay. All done.
I don't understand. How did you know that I was here? How did you know where to find me?
I wish I had time to explain it, John, but you're going to be moving on soon. We need to go over a couple things before
moving
you...
Moving on.
Sorry. First thing, okay? You're going to need to clean out the wound every couple of hours. Keep as much weight off the leg as you can, all right? The island will do the rest, John.
All right, but I don't...
Second thing,
I don't...
No, pay attention. Next time we see each other, I'm not going to recognize you. All right? You give me this. All right.
What is it?
It's a compass.
What does it do?
It points north, John. And look, I wish I had time to be more sensitive about this because it's a lot to swallow, but you need to know it in order to do what you got to do, so I'm just going to say it, okay? The only way to save the island, John, is to get your people back here, the ones who left.
Jack, Kate... The chopper was headed for the boat. The boat.
No, they're fine, John. And they're already home. So you have to convince them to come back.
How am I supposed to do that?
You're going to have to die, John.
So, what was this thing before you guys blew it up?
A Dharma station.
For what?
There was a man named Desmond living down in it. He was pushing a button every 108 minutes to save the world.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Found it yet.
Hey! Where are you going?
Back door. Getting some supplies.
James, wait. Not a good idea.
Sky can flash all at once, but I ain't starting over, Gilbert. I ain't rubbing two sticks together to start a fire, and I ain't hunting damn boar. There's Dharma food, beer, and clothing in there. And I'm getting Desmond to let me in one way or another.
That's not going to work, my friend.
Yeah, why not?
Because Desmond didn't know you when you first came out of there. That means you've never met, which means you can't meet.
This is all be fascinating, folks, listening to you.
How do you know Desmond is even in there? Think about it. Could be anybody.
I don't care who's in there.
Wait.
door!
It won't work.
Sure it will. You open up! It goes to Christmas future!
No one is gonna answer.
Open the damn door! Open the door!
You're wasting your time.
Open up, I know you can hear me.
If it didn't happen, it can't happen.
Turn the door!
Can't change the past, Jinx!
Everybody I care about just blew up on your dinner bowl. I know what I can't change.
We should get back to the beach. It's been a long day.
Why are we going back to the beach if there's nothing to go back to?
So stay here.
That chick likes me.
Walt. Walt, what's the matter? Oh, I haven't had a nosebleed since I was little. Dan, I'm fine.
Yeah, no. You're, of course, you're fine. I'm sight of blood is,
Well, it's a good thing you're a physicist then, isn't it? Shall we?
Yeah, my pack. Of course, I left my pack back at that hatch crater. I better get it. Once you head back to the room, Allison, I'll be right behind you.
Don't dilly-dally.
I wouldn't think of it.
You best explain why you've been banging on my door for the last 20 minutes, brother.
Desmond.
Are you him?
Him? Who?
My replacement.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Do I know you?
Yeah. In a way. But listen, that's not important. What is important, Desmond, is what I'm about to say to you. I need you to listen. You're the only person who can help us because, Desmond, the rules. Rules don't apply to you. You're special. You're uniquely and miraculously special.
What are you talking about?
Okay, listen to me. Listen. If the helicopter somehow made it off the island, if you got home...
What helicopter? What are you talking
listen,
about?
I need you to listen, or people are going to die. My name is Daniel Faraday. And right now, me and everyone else you left behind, we're in serious danger. You're the only person who can help us. I need you to go back to Oxford University. Go back to where we met. I need you to go there and find my mother. Her name...
You all right?
I was on the island. I was on the island.
Been off the island for 3 years now. It was safe now. It was just a dream.
It wasn't a dream, man.
Going? Yes?
are you leaving?
Leaving to go where?
Oxford.